Blog Talk Radio.
Is your computer running slower than the day you got it? Do you keep getting confusing error messages? Are you having trouble getting an internet connection? We can help. We're Best Tech Computing, the newest computer services company in the Sacramento area. We can remove viruses, increase your speed, upgrade you to the next level, or just fix what's wrong. Bring your computer to us or we'll come to you. Our commitment is to offer the lowest prices and the best personal service for all your computing needs. Find out why 110 million people depend on AVG security software to protect their computers and keep them safe online, or simply learn more about your computer. All this and more is available at besttechcomputing.com. Call us at 916-708-2276. Mention this video and receive a 20% discount. Why suffer any longer? Call 916-708-2276.
We want to say good morning, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. This is Ken McCoy Radio. I want to thank you all for joining us. I want to thank
coming up on AMPTV, watch episode pilot
down.
Urban Inspirations with host Ken McCoy, featuring an exclusive interview with Jamie Foxx's R&B artist Marcus Anthony, followed by debut interviews with Christian hip-hop artists. Watch exclusives on AMPTV December 11th, 18th, and 25th at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, on Comcast 238, Time Warner 503, and KBTV Channel 8.
Once again, it is going down. We have a hot show for you folks today. We have some community announcements, of course, but we have some very, very, very special guests today. We have Star Ray from Imagination Station coming on. Exclusive information that he's going to be talking about his Imagination Station, his crew, their foundation, and what they're doing. Also, UnitedSteps.org, they're coming on to talk about time, encouragement, respect, and opportunity, and an event that they have coming up this weekend, I understand. So we'll get the details specifically. And then, of course, Shanice Wilson is coming on, Grammy-nominated recording artist, coming on later on in the show. We want you to stay tuned. This is Ken McCoy Radio. We'll be right back right after this special song by Mr. Marcus Anthony. Christmas. Check it out.
Here we are, all of us, gathered around the tree, filled with joy, spreading cheer. That's how it's supposed to be. Snow is falling out, fire burns, encouraging each other with these words. For the moment to share happy times, where will we realize giving and receiving is not the reason for the season. We spend most of time saving all our money, yet wondering why our money gets funny. There's nothing more important than sharing God's love.
And, of course, we want to say again, Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas. That was a special song by, of course, Mr. Marcus Anthony. Marcus Anthony came on our show just recently, folks, and he is in the ATL right now. putting together his new album. He'll be coming back on the show. He just got back also from London, England. So he'll be joining us on another show later on, as we are so excited and we are thankful for all the listeners around the world. We have people right now listening in Japan, China, Australia, of course, all of our affiliates, HotMix106.com in Atlanta. We have Swerve Radio tuning in. We have and we're just excited because it's the holiday season, of course, and we are breaking new ground. We want to give a shout-out to, I call him Mr. Ken Sam Elliott is tuning in. You'll be hearing more about him and from him very, very soon. He has an awesome voice, and he'll be we're developing him on another level for voiceover work. So, folks, stay tuned to that. We just like breaking announcements. And, of course, you're listening to Ken McCoy Radio as we bring in our very special guest, Mr. Anton. They call him Star Ray. But we'll be right back with him. He'll be joining us right after this brief commercial. So stay tuned as we bring you more right after this brief commercial.
Is your computer running slower than the day you got it? Do you keep getting confusing error messages? Are you having trouble getting an internet connection? We can help. We're Best Tech Computing, the newest computer services company in the Sacramento area. We can remove viruses, increase your speed, upgrade you to the next level, or just fix what's wrong. Bring your computer to us or we'll come to you. Our commitment is to offer the lowest prices and the best personal service for all your computing needs. Find out why 110 million people depend on AVG security software to protect their computers and keep them safe online, or simply learn more about your computer. All this and more is available at besttechcomputing.com. Call us at 916-708-2276. Mention this video and receive a 20% discount. Why suffer any longer? Call 916-708-2276.
And we want to say welcome back to Ken McCoy Radio. Definitely welcome back. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to all of you. Upcoming announcements. Of course, if you've heard about Mission Impossible 4, it's predicted to make $26.5 million this weekend, as well as the MLK event. It's a positive event put on by Dr. Francine Oputa. It'll be December the 26th from 2:30 to 3:30. Positive self-image event at 816 East Florence Avenue at the Martin Luther King Community Center, right there on Florence on the west side of Fresno. Check it out. And, of course, the Tigers for Life event next weekend, New Year's Eve. I will be hosting that, and I'm getting a lot of calls and emails about that particular event. They're expecting a sellout. We will have our TV cameras rolling. I'm excited. It's for information on that, you can go to tigersforlife.com, tigersforlife.com, and check it out. Again, it's at New Year's Eve, 7 to 1. I'm hosting it, and I don't know what I'm going to do when the cameras start rolling, folks, but you know it's going down no matter what I do. And, of course, Moving Pictures will be doing an event tonight at the Hilton Garden Inn. It's free. Go out, kick back, relax, listen to some great music as we bring on our first guest, Mr. Star Ray from Imagination Station. Star Ray, are you with us, man?
Yes, sir. How are you? How are you doing, Mr. McCoy?
I'm doing well, buddy. Tell everybody about Star Ray Characters and Imagination Station before I tell them about what you used to do when you lived at the house. Come on with it.
Oh, man, this is exciting. Star Ray's Imagination Station Studios. It's a multi-creative production studio. Our motto is respectfully programming children's intelligence in a fun, creative, imaginating way. That's what we do. We put on workshops. We're a creative production studio. We specialize in storyboard artists, storyboarding, story reboarding. We do some design work. We do some animation. We do a lot of pre-production work, toy design pre-production work. We do 3D maquettes and comic book production, color book production. So anything that has to do with, building someone's vision from conception to reality, that's what we specialize in at Imagination Station Studios. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying that's hot. Tell them about Pookie and Panda, because you've been working on Pookie and Panda characters for, to my knowledge, over 20 years.
Yes, sir. You know what? Yeah, that's funny. I was drawing since I was little, and I came into my own characters later after I got off a lot of tours I did and a lot of events that I did that I was there with you as well. And Pookie and Pandy came to me way back in like 1994 when I began to, you know, do my artwork again. I've always been doing cartooning. And so Pookie and Pandy spawned from, you know, the aspects of I always wanted to create something to make something memorable in other people's childhood like it did in my childhood. So Pookie and Pandy is kind of like my Mickey and Minnie from Disney, so to speak. They're two characters. They're still around. They're running in magazines right now. The first comic strip debuted down in the San Joaquin Valley in Visalia, Bakersfield, and Fresno, California. And so, you know, we've been developing the characters. Now we have some pre-animation, working on a small DVD project. And so, you know, Star A Tunes with Pookie and Pandy, Star A Tunes, Star A Characters, and Star A Caricatures Supernatural. And so we have I have my own line of characters that I'm designing, that I created. I'm the trademark owner of those ideas and properties. And we're just trying to get them out there, and they're faith-based characters. They promote education, they promote edutainment, they promote positive self-values, but they're also very fun and lovable. You know, fun, lovable, comical characters, and Pookie and Pandy, those are my bears.
That's cool. I think it's really cool, and I just want to say I'm excited for you. Now, tell everyone about Pan and Comic-Con, if you could release that information.
Oh, yeah, sure. We're part of a series of events, Comic-Con. There's a series of Comic-Cons that go on. I'm the newest part of the Black Age of comic characters, a whole Black Age of African-American individuals who are creating imaginative creative ideas, graphic novels, comic books from Atlanta, Georgia. You have the Xbox, which goes on in Chicago. You have the Detroit Comic-Con. And so what's happening is Comic-Con, the regular mainstream Comic-Con, is put on by Wizard Comics, Wizard Magazine, and all these great things. And you also have the Black Age, which I'm now a part of, where they are launching a lot of characters of Black descent, multicultural descent, and for minorities. But they're trying to put some pretty positive values in there. So I'm a part of that as well. I'm the newest upcoming person. Matter of fact, I think I'm the newest person from the West Coast as well. So I'll be representing the West Coast at these comic books at our booth. And so at our booth, I'll be promoting Spiritual Warrior, which is a character that I created, wrote, and produced in a graphic novel form. But it's actually a movie. We put it in comic book form.
That's awesome. And now tell us about your team. That's important. It's good to have a great product, but also the team that supports what you're doing and what you're doing as a collaborative.
Oh, yes. Imagination Station Studios, I have a team. I have a team of about six individuals who we've all come together as a mastermind group. And a few of them are in training. We train them on how to be an imaginator. An imaginator is a word that is trademarked by us when you take yourself from conception to completion in a concept, and these people come aboard, and there's about six of us right now. We have a few internship students that come in and out who we also train. They get to work on a real-world project. They get to get some more things on their portfolio. Or when they look for jobs and so forth, they get to work with us and be able to say they worked with a project where people can hire them. They can know they have real-world experience and that sort of thing. All our imaginators on the team features in animation. We have an animation director. We have a co-animation director. We have myself. We have a storyboard artist. We have a couple storyboard artists. As a matter of fact, my son, he's in training right now. My son, he's in training right now to be one of the penciling artists for some of our projects. And so the team, we work together. We also develop each other's our skills in terms of how to work with people in a public environment, how to be courteous. Most definitely we work on good customer service. because we want to be of good service to people in the community and everyone we work with. We want to build some really strong brand values with Imagination Station Studios and the Star Ray Characters Universe.
I think it's exciting to be a part of that, and I'm all about the positivity, connecting people in the community to projects that normally the opportunity wouldn't be, you know, it just wouldn't exist. But that's what
this
is all about. That's what this is
about,
is sharing, having a good time, having a great support team. I'm definitely with you on that. And now tell us about Japan. Let's get to Japan. Arigato.
We have some events coming up. We have some contacts in Japan now, a certain part of Japan. We have character conventions that they put on over there. They're huge. They don't even go on in the United States. We found out about this through the Character Magazine publication that we submit to. And so these character events are like, oh, man, they're like major, like they're almost like big concert events type of thing, except they're a whole line of characters and a whole line of ideas where companies, you know, such as, you know, the big dogs, the major dogs, and some of the independents go there as well. It's a whole other market over there because a lot of the Japanese people, they are very advanced in terms of the leading market in terms of creative ideas. So, man, they have these costumes on. They have these colorful suits. You have designers and all these from amateur all the way up to high professional. And they all come together, and they have these events going on. So we're trying to get out there this year. It looks like it'll be maybe August. If not August, it'll be October. And so we're going to get out there and, hey, promote what we're doing and see what kind of blessings come out of that as well.
I think it's very exciting, and I want to commend you and your team on what you're doing and the direction that you're taking for the positivity, because I happen to show a couple of the characters to my three-year-old on my iPad, and I didn't say anything about it. I said, take a look, and he says, I want to watch that. That's the first thing he said.
And it's
very exciting when the instant response could be like, I want to be engaged. And that's the whole thing about it, working with youth. You got and the community at large is to be accessible.
Exactly. I totally agree, Ken. Accessible, you know, the characters. We wanted to create something because there's not as a matter of fact, it's funny because sometimes people see the characters, especially Pookie and Pandy and some of the other ones, and, hey, a lot of times they're not even sure if there's an African-American designing them. A lot of times I've been mistaken to be the name is mistaken to be someone that may be even Asian or maybe even of another descent, and then they find out, oh, you're African-American. It's almost like an extra boost for them, like, wow, you know, from that perspective.
Well, it's important in this generation to do positive things, and what happens is your energies relate with other energies, and there's collaborations that happen by synergy.
Right.
And that's what happens in this. It does happen. So some people don't get that. They don't understand it. And usually sometimes those of us that are on the move, we simply say, step back, because we are on the move. And that's what it's about is some of us are doing things, and those that don't want to do, we say, can you kindly step aside?
Yes, sir. Yes, that is true, Ken.
Glad. I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you, Star Ray Tunes, the Imagination Station, and I look forward to seeing your final Pookie and Pandy DVD reel, because from what I saw, it was very, very cool. The animation behind the scenes, I love that. I love it. And when you talk about voiceovers and those kind of things, again, we're developing, part of what we're doing too is developing a talent pool of voiceover people and just general talent that's involved in this process. So I'm very excited that.
I would love to be. Oh yeah, we're matter of fact, as you say that, we're looking for young people and as any age, anyone who's young at heart who would love to get into voiceover work, because we're putting together the theme music and the theme songs to the characters. And so we have two projects on the table that we would love to have people a part of. We're working with New Attitude Kids in Action, Currently, they have a I Can Be What I Want to Be sing along Dance Along color book.
That
so
was,
where
I want to tell you, I saw that and that was so cool. I was like moving a little bit to it too. So it's for all ages. And right now, I could just say my switchboard is lighting up. We have people calling in from all over the place that's tuning in on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, MySpace still. People are tuning in, and we thank you definitely for tuning in. Our special guest was Star Ray Characters, Star Ray Tunes, Imagination Station. We're going to take a quick break. We have some calls coming through. And Star Ray, you know we definitely thank you. And I'm going to just say this while I'm on the air. I'm going to say it. Remember, it was this time about 21 years ago, you slipped in the kitchen and got some cookies and didn't think I knew about it. There was you left a trail of crumbs all the way back to the bed. So that's how far Star Ray and I go back, folks. But again,
yeah,
21 years later, he's doing animations. He's with Animation Station. He has offices in Los Angeles as well as the Bay Area, and I want to commend you on your business, and let's stay connected.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ken. I really appreciate your show. It's pushing positive media images, and your energy is awesome, man. I went to your Facebook. I see your fans. I see your followers. I see your business clientele. Hey, man, keep up the great work, Ken. I'm definitely in the mix with you, my brother.
Well, I appreciate you, and I appreciate the positivity that I received from your team when I tried to get in touch with you. You got 8 phone numbers and 7 websites, so it's crazy, but I found you, man. I tracked you down. So it's all good, and you know I'll be sending you some MP3s of some voiceover people, but we'll be talking soon. We're going to pick up our next guest. Thank you, Star Ray Tunes, Imagination Stations. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to switch over. Thank you, Star Ray.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a blessed one.
You too. Merry Christmas.
And you
too. You're listening to Ken McCoy Radio. I want to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Hello to all of my listeners, followers, Facebook, Twitter, Swerve Radio, my affiliates in Atlanta, Hot Mix, Japan, Arigato. We thank you for listening. We're going to switch it over to UnitedSteps.org. Charles Hill, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing, Ken?
How you doing, man? Tell us about UnitedSteps.org.
Well, that's our website, UnitedSteps.org. United Steps is a nonprofit organization in Los Angeles, California. It was founded in January of 2009. And the purpose of our organization is to educate the people in Los Angeles on how to interact and engage the homeless population in a productive manner. Unfortunately, we are the capital of homelessness in America. It's not a close second. And me being born and raised in Los Angeles, I just felt the need to take it upon myself and do something about this environment that we created that is conducive to creating homelessness. So the purpose of our organization is to reverse that cycle and get these numbers to decrease instead of increase. So that's the purpose of United Steps.
And I like the part where you say time, encouragement, respect, and opportunity. Explain that to us there.
Well, the first year that United Steps was in place, we decided to interview over 500 homeless people on the streets, specifically in Venice Beach, Santa Monica, and the area referred to as Skid Row in downtown Los Angeles.
Yes.
And what we found out was that the needs are much different than what the perception is. I mean, the perception of homelessness is basically someone that is either dirty, smells, has an alcohol or drug problem, or is mentally ill. And unfortunately, or fortunately, those stereotypes are not true. What we found is the majority of homeless people don't really receive quality time. There's a lot of missing relationships, whether it's relationships with family, with work opportunities, with educational opportunities. So our first step is to provide one-on-one time. One-on-one time is much different than giving a person a chance to stand in a line for 2 hours and receive a handout, which is basically how homelessness is treated in Los Angeles. Everyone needs one-on-one time, especially a vulnerable individual that's sleeping on the streets. As far as encouragement, the reason that's important is because most homeless people have been discouraged. They've been told what they have to offer is not good enough. So our approach is more, what you have to offer is good. Maybe we should work on improving what you have to offer instead of changing what you have to offer. So that's the importance of encouragement. The reason why respect is so important, because I don't think many people in Los Angeles and maybe across the country aren't listening to the opinions of homeless people. For example, we might say from the outside, why don't you go to a shelter? Why don't you be willing to take a minimum wage job? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And there are rebuttals, legitimate rebuttals to those things. I don't want to go into detail unless you want me to, but there are some issues at shelters, and there are some obstacles. Oh, go ahead.
One of the things I've definitely seen, and I've experienced the plight of the L.A., specifically Skid Row area of downtown L.A., that touches my heart dearly to see this, where people just walk by, they have no concern, they have no care, and it's important. It's important for us to take it upon ourselves to respond to this, to show some type of respect, to show some type of concern with this plight. It is a problem, and you're right. Again, this could happen to anybody at any time. It's so close that it could happen to anybody at any time, and I've stopped to talk to people about their situation and whether people even concern themselves with it. And it only takes a few of us to lend an ear. It only takes a few of us to give a little time, a little bit of respect, and you're right, and to quit judging, so quick to judge. I mean, this situation happens to the youth, to the elderly. We had someone previously on the show that said they had someone that was 93 years old in a shelter, and I have a problem with that when they have family, and I understand issues. But we all have issues, and we all have to deal with these things, and we all need a little bit of help. And, folks,
absolutely,
I just want to thank all my cell phone listeners. I know you're listening because I can see it. We have listeners from Atlanta, Japan, right now on the air. We're linked into Facebook and Twitter right now on a simulcast. My voiceover people, we have people all over the country listening to this broadcast, and you're listening to Charles Hill of UnitedSteps.org talking about what they're doing to help combat and proact the homelessness problem in Los Angeles. Now, you have an event coming up. Can you tell everyone about the event that's coming up?
Okay, our next event is called Heal With Me. First, let me tell you that we just had a couple of events that were wonderful. On December 19th, which was, 4 days ago? On December 19th, we had an event called Skate With Me, where we took approximately 70 homeless kids ice skating it at the 3rd Street Promenade in a place called Ice. It's a wonderful outdoor ice skating rink that's open seasonally in December and January. A great, great event. And then the next day, we did a bowling event, December 20th, called Bowl With Me, where we took homeless veterans bowling, and that's going to be a monthly bowling league exclusively for homeless veterans. And the camaraderie, the sense of self, the confidence that I saw basically that was developing just from that interaction for 2 hours at that bowling event was so wonderful. Everyone wants to come back next week, but many more people want to come to our next bowling event. And then on the 31st.
Give us that event before we have to go to our next guest.
Okay, I'm sorry. December 31st, it's called Heal With Me, which is also a monthly event. This provides natural health care for homeless individuals, and that's at the Yahoo Center in Santa Monica, December 31st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if anyone knows any homeless individual, doesn't matter where they're from, where they're at, or what age, if they could use any natural health care, all the way from reflexology, chiropractic, energy balance, whatsoever, they're welcome to come December 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Yahoo Center in Santa Monica.
And that's 2500 Broadway, Santa Monica, California. Charles Hill, thank you for joining us. We got to take a quick break before we get to our next guest. Shanice Wilson, Grammy-nominated recording artist, will be coming on and joining us shortly. We're going to take a quick break, pay some bills, and we'll be right back right after this. Ken McCoy Radio. Thank you all, you cell phone listeners, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, MySpace. Thank you globally.
Tech expert Kat Schwartz has some great ideas for last-minute holiday gifts.
We're going to start with a video game, and it is called Everybody Dance. It's a PlayStation 3 game, which utilizes the PlayStation Move system, which is a camera, as well as a controller, so it's motion gaming. Next, we've got the Echo Smart Pen by LiveScribe. Echo Smart Pen, it's a computer and a camera inside of a pen. And if you need help figuring out which computer to buy, because I know there's so many out there, there's a website called PCScout.com. So you go to that website and you enter in the criteria of what you're looking for.
There's a website to go to?
Yes, sir. You can go to my website, which is HighTechMommy.com. You can go to their Facebook page. It's Facebook.com/Duracell.
I'm Larry Shannon with A Minute More, a service of InkJetAmerica.com at AminuteMore.com. Mary Anderson of Fitness Magazine says there are ways to avoid wrecking your routine and staying active and healthy during the holidays.
We're supposed to have 150 minutes of exercise per week, and on a normal given week, that might be crazy hard, but if this holiday season, you know, you're supposed to be at cocktail parties, running around shopping, I say set your living room up for success. You may not be able to get out for that run or make it to the gym, but something like Kinect for Xbox 360, you can load it with tons of games that count towards your exercise total. I put on my Champion T-Back Shape Bra. It's got super supportive control for, you know, my boot camp that I'm doing on my Xbox.
There's a website to go to.
Fitnessmagazine.com is loaded with everything you need to survive the holidays.
I'm Larry Shannon with A Minute More, a service of InkJetAmerica.com at AminuteMore.com. Tech expert Kat Schwartz has some great ideas for last-minute holiday gifts.
We're going to start with a video game, and it is called Everybody Dance. It's a PlayStation 3 game. Which
coming up on AMPTV, watch episode pilot Urban Inspirations with host Ken McCoy, featuring an exclusive interview with Jamie Foxx's R&B artist Marcus Anthony, followed by debut interviews with Christian hip-hop artists. Watch exclusives on AMPTV December 11th, 18th, and 25th at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on Comcast 238, Time Warner 503, and KBTV Channel 8.
Hi, I'm Ken McCoy. Some of you have heard me on Ken McCoy Radio and the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report. Well, now I'm inviting you to check out my new ebook available on Lulu.com. It's called The Right Angle. I've spent over 30 years in photography photographing everyone from dignitaries, celebrities, presidents, different self-directed assignments in the photographic realm. I've had to use print choices in that realm, and of course I chose to shoot from the right angle, not only photographically but being the right type of person for the right type of environment. I've been blessed to do what I do, and I'm excited to share this information for the first time ever in my new book, The Right Angle. It has chapters such as faith and frustration, making it happen, media 101 today, even the inspirational need inspiration, and preparation reduces perspiration. Check it out. It's got some funny stories in it, of course, in photography, and some that are serious. Check it out, The Right Angle. I'm Ken McCoy. And I want to say welcome back to Ken McCoy Radio. It's been an awesome show. We had Charles Hill from UnitedSteps.org. And, of course, we had Star Ray characters, Star Ray Tunes, and Mr. Star Ray himself on the show telling us about Imagination Station and all of the elaborative events that they're doing collaboratively with the community, with youth and abroad. So we're just excited. We're excited also of the announcements that's going on. Mission Impossible 4 is expected to clock $26.5 million by this weekend prediction. Of course, I will be hosting the Tigers for Life event next week. It's a fundraiser for education. Look forward to that. Dr. Francine Oputa is doing a positive self-image event, 816 East Florence, on the 26th. Go check it out from 2 p.m. to 3:30. And we're expecting our next guest, Miss Shanice Wilson, to be calling us shortly and telling us all the new developments she's doing. We're going to take a call. I see somebody trying to call on the switchboard. And I just want to say thank you for everyone that's been listening to Ken McCoy Radio. We have a lot of major announcements coming, but I want to see if I can take this call real quick. They're trying to connect with me. Let's see what's happening with this caller. And caller, you are on the air. Who's calling? Hello, caller.
Is my line live?
Don't make me laugh. Who is?
Hey, how you doing, Ken? This is Don Jr., the CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network based in sunny Los Angeles, California. I'm in the building!
What are you, talking feeling? About? Who is this?
Oh, man, this is Don Jr. I have a radio network, and I've got 200 employees worldwide in Japan, London, and I just stumbled onto your show, man, and I'm just really loving the vibe. I heard the brother with the Feed the Homeless, and I really want to be a part of that. And also, I just heard the commercials. I mean, you have a very professional show. I really appreciate that.
You know what? And I appreciate you calling and giving us the positivity because that's what we do. Now, tell us more about your show, your radio setup.
Okay, what it is we educate and elevate and teach people how to dominate in the entertainment industry. When I was 3 months, I was carried into a radio station. I'm 33 now, and I run a movement of 200 individuals, mix show DJs, program directors, BDS, media-based radio stations.
Gotcha.
And we teach the artists how to actually book their shows. We teach them how to sell their stuff digitally, and we publish ebooks. That's what my wife does. So, man, I'm just loving the vibe here. And I mean, I stumbled on it, and I said, oh, my God, this is a real professional show.
You know, I appreciate that. Give me your website, if you don't mind.
I have two websites. I have Impressive Concepts, Inc. That's impressiveconcepts.com. And then I have the Entertainment Worldwide Network. Entertainment Worldwide Network, all traditionally spelled. But if you search for Don Jr., CEO, I'm on 34 million pages on Google. You can't miss
me. Got you. I love it, and that's the way I do it. I tell people, look me up on Google, everywhere. Just that Ken McCoy Entertainment, Ken McCoy Press, that's what I do. And I'm just excited to do what I do. We've been gifted, those of us that have this platform, we've been gifted to kind of collaborate, even though we're booked and solid. I mean, our schedules are hot. I mean, I have Grammy in the Schools announcements coming. I could tell you Nashville and L.A. are two of the cities that's getting Grammy in the Schools. I'm announcing it before the Grammys announce it. I can tell you that. And we're just excited that Jimmy Ovine of Interscope Records will be honored by Dr. Dre for a Grammy event coming up Grammy weekend. So we're just excited to bring this news. Positivity. That's the only way I work. But the other side of it, of what you're doing, is training people the right way. Yes. And that's very, very important. You could be hot all you want. You could be doing this all you want. But if you're not trained to present your packages, to put it in the right format, the layout, to be able to have e-versions of your data ready to go, then you have to work that out so that this is an economy that's e-based. And it's so important to be able to get that information out in a timely manner. We used to do the physical, you know, the physical CD kit, the physical resume. Now it's e because people are on the move. So now how did you stumble on our show? Let's track our numbers. How did you stumble on the show?
Well, what happens is, man, I have a crew of 25 viral marketers and a research team, and when my team brings me something, they say, hey, you need to check this out. So, you know, sometimes they have to put things on my desk two or three times. One of my interns had checked it out, and it's like, look, this guy is really doing some major stuff. I said, okay, you done brought this to my desk three times. I need to listen in for myself. And I got in here, and when I heard the professionalism, I heard a gentleman telling us about how he's changing. And I know about Skid Row in L.A., you know, even though I'm
yes.
in Studio City, I've been to Skid Row many, many times, and it's a shame that people travel, pack, and then get stuck in L.A. thinking they're going to make $1 million, but they don't realize you have to have all your ducks in a row before you get out there. But when my intern brought it to me and they showed it to me and I got on the blog talk, and, you know, a lot of times as people, we don't want to talk to anybody to do the same thing we do because my wife, she's Jamaican. She tells me all the time, it's enough out there for everybody. So when I came
right.
into your show, I said, oh, this is a brother I need to know. We need to do some things together because if we work, we'll get there twice as fast as opposed to us working separate.
And there's no question about that. I've been doing this. I've been doing syndicated photojournalism for 30 years. I do workshops to tell people how to do on that level what I do. I do workshops, and people say, well, why would you teach people to take your money? They're not taking my money, okay? There's 260 million people in the United States. That doesn't count any of the other countries, okay? There's enough money out there for everybody, okay? Keep it real.
Amen. 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 I mean, I just want to say this, too, and I know that you got Shanice coming up, one of my favorite artists of all time.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. As soon as I see her call in, I got to just cut everybody off and take her call because she's a wonderful, wonderful artist, and I've always followed her. Her music is great, her style, and she's very friendly on the red carpets. When I've ever seen her, she's always very nice and cordial, so I'm very excited to chat with her.
Well, I want to invite you to our show tonight, man. We have an Indie Art Mag show. We have a sponsorship show for the Independent Artist Magazine, and we're looking for photographers, actors, directors, models, because everybody that's behind the camera, they never get the accolades. You see these great CD covers, but they never think about the person that took that picture. It's people like yourself. So we're putting the word out about that. It's a magazine out of New York. It's brand new. It's taking over that void that The Source left because a lot of times art's been taken out of school. So with people like yourself as photographers, y'all don't have a chance and opportunity. I mean, you're a master at what you're doing for 30 years, but the new guys, they don't have anywhere for their voice to be heard. And a lot of photographers are scared to talk. They can get the business, but they don't want to get on the forums and talk. So we're teaching them how to talk, what to say, when to say
That's
it.
Right.
And so it would turn into money, and it's a great marketing avenue exposure. And we'll be on at 6:50 p.m., 6:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But, I'm just really excited about what you're doing and networking with you. I got you on Twitter now. I got you locked in on Facebook. And I definitely I want to give you my number. You can call me. It's 818-358-5722. And I'm on 24 hours a day. I deal with people in Sweden. So at 4 o'clock
I'm
in the morning, they call
you know what?
Me.
You and I will talk, okay? I'm going to leave it there.
Okay.
I'm going to take this other call because
cool.
It may be Shanice calling from another line. So
Thanks.
I'm you just stay on the phone, and we're going to just keep
I'm,
it on
I'm
lock
right
here. Right here
you.
Okay, man. All right, we're going to take this call right now. We're going to see if our guest is calling in. This is Ken McCoy Radio. We thank everybody. Our phone lines are lighting up. Our Facebook hits are hitting. People are tuning in from all over the
Hello.
Country. Hello, this is Ken McCoy. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Shanice.
Oh, my God. Okay, everybody's got to just get back because Shanice is on the phone. Everybody's got to get back. I told him, when you call
you?
In, I am wonderful. I am wonderful, and it is so nice to hear you. I'm going
to
get this out first. You're such a nice person. Every time I photographed you, you stop, no matter how busy you are, you stop and you will give me undivided attention and then you will then move on with your gracious smile. So I want to thank you for that. And tell us what's going on, Miss Shanice. What are you doing? I mean, you're so talented. And every time
Thank
I told
you.
People you were coming on, they said, oh, she's so talented. Oh, she did this. Oh, she did that. So fill us in.
Oh, I'm really excited. I have a couple of surprises up my sleeve. I'm working on some television. I'm going to be producing some television shows. And I have a group, a super group that I'm putting together. And I can't tell you who's in the group yet because – We're actually working on the deals and everything now. So, but I have a group that I'm putting together, and we're going to actually do a reality show and everything about it. And we're going to do a whole project, like we're going to do a CD and a reality show and all that stuff. So I'm working on that, and I'm also working on my own solo music. I've been recording and just writing and just taking care of my family and my kids and trying to be superwoman these days.
I know, and it's so busy, but how do you manage, like yourself? Here it is for all my listeners out there. This is Shanice Wilson on the radio with Ken McCoy Radio. Tell us how you manage your day with a supergroup, TV production, and family. How do you do it?
You know what? I just have to give it all to God. I don't know how I do it. It has to be God because it's so much. Sometimes, like, by the end of the night, I'm like, whoa, how did I make it? You know, my husband, he helps a lot. And, you know, I have my family, my mom. You know, if I'm in a meeting or something, my mom will pick up the kids for me from school or, you know, my husband. So we kind of do all work together. And we just make it work, you know. Sometimes if they're not in school and I have to travel, I'll take them with me, or, you know, we just make it work.
Trust me, I'm with you. We do what we have to do. I know it.
Yeah.
And it is a blend because you're on the move. You're making it happen, but you want to spend time with family. I'm big on family, but I'm
me
also
too.
Big on productivity and positivity. So I'm happy for you, of course.
Thank you.
Everybody seeing your picture on Facebook, they know you're on. We put it out on Twitter, and so.
Oh, cool! Hey, everybody! You know, hey, Twitter! Hey, Facebook!
That is
I love
funny.
Yeah, I'm so addicted to Twitter and Facebook. I love it because when I first started out in the business, we didn't have you know, the internet wasn't out
right.
there like this, and it's really cool that I can speak directly to the fans, and I don't have to wait for the record label to tell me, well, the fans are thinking this,
right.
they're thinking that. You know, I can just talk to them directly. So I really like that a lot.
I think it's so important, and you're right, because and it's so funny. I remember watching you. This is way back. I'm going to take you way back. I remember watching you perform Can You Dance at the Rainbow Ballroom in Central California. way back, and you sound identically the same. You look the same.
Thank you.
It was awesome, and you were blushing then, so you're blushing now. So it's a good thing.
You know, I've always been super shy, and I'm working on that because I don't want to be a shy person. Like I'll see other, I'll go places, and I'll talk to people that are like really outgoing, and I'm like, man, I want to be like that. Like I am so. I'm much better now because my husband's a comedian and he's real outgoing. So I think being around him is helping me come out of my shell. But I am, like, extremely shy, extremely.
But you know what? It's a great trait. It's a great trait for you because it keeps you being you, you know.
Uh-huh,
and a lot of fans can sense the sincerity that you have. I just want you to tell us more about this super group and the reality show. When should we expect more information on the reality show?
Definitely. We're going to start shooting in January. So
wow.
Definitely next year.
Oh, my
definitely,
gosh.
I can't give you a date, but it's coming. I'm really, really super excited about it.
Okay, let's talk about the supergroup. Supergroup, is it ladies, men, mixed? What?
It's me and two other women, two other girls.
Oh, okay. So it's
yeah.
okay. So it's three. Okay. So we got.
It's three
so
girls.
Obviously,
but
okay,
I can't say
girls.
Who it is.
Okay.
Not yet.
I can almost imagine that they've obviously you wouldn't have them in your group if they couldn't sing and they don't have some kind of following themselves.
Yes,
so I know that. So
they have,
you'll just
definitely have a following, and I have two amazing singers. So I mean, this is gonna be such a big treat for the world. Where I'm just really really excited, and it's time.
So,
and with a show like this, like I'm excited because now there's certain singers that. Are amazing that needs to, you know, because you really get out there in a big way. And this is, and I think the public is ready to hear like some, you know, real, real, just good, great singing. So,
you know what?
The girls that I picked in to be in this group are amazing singers. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited. I'm so excited.
Well, we miss good music, real. Music, real
yeah.
singing. We miss it. I mean, we just
yeah.
miss it. And I'm just going to say
and
it like
I know,
that. Go ahead.
I believe that's why, like, a lot of those tours, like they call them old school tours, like that's why they sell out, because the fans, they want to hear it. They want to hear the good music. And it's like the record companies these days, they're like, no, if you're over 18, you're old, and, you know, and they don't want to sign groups like that because they think that, you know, you're done. You've had your time, you know.
Well, I'm going to say to the record labels, I don't go to concerts, but I went to an old school concert where they were singing. None of this other, mm-hmm. I'm just going to say it. They were singing.
It was just about
and
talent, yeah.
It was 22,000 people there, and everybody was just like, this is awesome. I mean,
oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
old
and those
school,
concerts sell out, too.
Yes,
they
it did sell
out.
And we miss it. That's all. So, you know, I'm looking forward for you. When you break the news, I need you to just get in touch with me through your people.
I sure
and say,
will.
I'm ready to break the news on Ken McCoy Radio. I want to break it. We do it like that. We want to catch up with you on one of your sets. And it kind of catch you on the set and say, hey, what's going on kind of thing. And just bring the good news. I mean, people are ready for some good news. Now, real quick, how many children, so that everybody knows the profile, how many children do you have?
I have two kids. I have a girl, Imani, she's 10, and my son Elijah is 7. And they're both, they love to entertain us. As a matter of fact, my daughter said at the beginning of December, She's been rehearsing for this big Christmas concert that her and my son are going to have on Christmas Day. So they're entertainers. They love to sing. They love to act. And my son, he's 7. He's like, Mom, do you think I could be the next Michael Jackson? I told him, you could be anything you want to be. But he thinks really, every time he says something out of his mouth, it's really, really big. So I think he's definitely going to be a huge superstar. And my daughter as well. Like, she loves acting and singing, so they're definitely going to be in the business. sad because I didn't want my kids to want to be in this business, because I mean, it's a dirty industry and it's cutthroat, and you know, but that's what my kids want to do, so I support them.
And since you tapped on that, can you tell us some important things for our listeners that they could take away, you know, some pointers from your perspective? You've been doing it a while, and you know this. So what are some pointers you can say to people that's looking at the entertainment industry from your perspective as a professional?
It's a lot different now than it used to be. I would say definitely work hard and if singing, whatever you want to do, if it's singing, acting, whatever, you can do. Don't let anybody try to stop you. You can do it. Nowadays, it's really, I know a lot of people want to be on the major labels, but it's really cool now for independent artists because you can, you know, market yourself on the internet, and you can sell your own records, and you don't have to tell, I mean, you don't have to wait for the record company to say, you know, tell you if you're good or not, or, you know, so for those out there that want to get their music out there, I mean, the internet, take advantage of it, you know.
I said that too.
If you do want to be on the majors and you have enough following on your, if you have a big enough following on your own just off of the internet, you can get a record deal from that. And then there's YouTube, you know, Justin Bieber was seen on YouTube. And, you know, I just would say to everybody, take advantage of, you know, the internet, YouTube, and all of that. You know, you can set up an iTunes account and sell your own music on iTunes yourself. So
okay, you took them to school. See, you took them to school on Ken McCoy Radio, and that's what this is about: is to educate those listeners out there, because we have people listening all over the country right now. They're hitting me on Twitter. Somebody just joined me on Twitter right now because they're listening. We have affiliates all over the place. Facebook is lighting up for me here, and we're tagging this as we speak to this radio network, to Facebook, and this is also on a – they could – it's archived as well, so they can go back and listen to you school them. So what are your plans
I'm
for
still,
the holidays?
Even though I've been in the business since I was 11, I had my first record deal when I was 11 years old. And even though I've been in the business so long, I still feel like I haven't learned everything. So there's always room to, you know, to keep learning. And I'm still learning as I go as well.
And that's the key, is we're always learning. And when people stop learning, they stop growing. And that
right.
I'm really a believer in that. You know, you want to be able
Me
to
too.
Give back, and I'm just excited that you took time out of your busy holiday schedule. And when I got the email that you wanted to come on the show, I said, "Look, don't play with me. don't play with me. Come on now." Cause
thank you.
I mentioned this to people, and they said, "Oh, I got to tune in. I want to listen. I want to hear what's going on." And so it's exciting. You do have a following. You know that, right?
Oh, and I, you know what? My supporters, they keep me going because sometimes this business, like I said, is cutthroat and it's just so ugly. And sometimes I'm just like, you know what? Is it even worth all the madness? And then I swear to you, I'll get on Twitter or I'll get on Facebook and then they're like, girl, when are you coming out? We miss you. And that really encourages me, and that really pushes me to, you know, to not give up and just to keep going. So I want to thank everybody out there that's been supporting me all this time since from 87 to now.
Let me ask you, did you go to BET this year? Were you at BET?
No, I wasn't.
I saw you recently at an award show, Red Carpet, and I don't remember whether it was for... I don't know what
I
just saw
remember.
You recently.
But I can't you know remember. What? It seemed like I did go to. I went somewhere recently, but I don't know.
Yes, you
but,
did. But it's good to see
BET.
You out there. It's good to
see
you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thing and you're smiling and you dress very nice. And I think you were with Flex. At something. I don't know. It was recent though. It was recent.
I
and
wonder
nice.
Where it was.
It was either a Grammy event. Michael Jackson's mom event. It could have been at the ASCAP event. It could have been any of those things. But it was positive. That's all I want to say because that's all I go to.
So, thank you. Now, I missed Michael's mom's event. So, but I'm just trying to think. I don't know. Recently we did go to a couple of things, and I just really can't remember. But I remember it wasn't the BET.
I'll have to look through my files.
Hopefully next year I can get up there and present or something next year or perform.
See,
that would be great.
Perform. That would be awesome. See, your group, get your super group up there and say, look, and you know how they blow up the stage and you kind of come out and the smoke all over the place.
Exactly.
That would be hot. See, we're just producing it right now. We should just call BET and say, look, we already got it worked out. Y'all don't need to do anything. Just get out of the way.
Did they already have the BET Awards this year?
They had it in June.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, they said for next year they're honoring Mariah Carey, and so they're going to have a tribute to Mariah. So I really want to work on being a part of that tribute.
I would love it.
I'm such a,
We need to put the word out early. You know how it is.
Okay.
We need to just kind of like tease it because that's this business. You kind of start plugging it, and people go, "Well, why don't we bring it?" Because you know how they do it. They bring it back. Because I was there when Michael walked out of when they were honoring James Brown. I was there. I was backstage when that happened, and it was just crazy. It was just crazy when that happened.
Magical moment.
It was just crazy. And so when you talk about bringing it back, people that can really sing, really that can really perform, it's just so important. So I'm excited that you are producing. You have a super group reality show. I mean, boy. This is Kent McCoy Radio, Shanice Wilson on the show with Kent McCoy Radio. I want to thank you for spending your holiday time with us.
Oh, thank you. And you have a wonderful Christmas, a happy new year, and everybody listening, have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you, Shanice Wilson. Thank you for joining us, and let's stay in touch now.
Tell your people.
I got to get the leak. I got to know.
Okay, I will. I'll let you know as soon as I can.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank
you. Kim McCoy.
Kim
McCoy.
Okay, bye.
Shanice Wilson. Thank you for joining us. Everybody, that was Shanice Wilson, recording artist, now TV producer, super group developer. She will be a reality show star. You heard it right here. Family time is important to her. We want to thank everybody for listening to Ken McCoy Radio. God bless you all. Merry Christmas. Look forward to next week's show because it will be another hot one. We want to thank Star Ray Tunes. We want to thank Charles Hill. We want to thank CEO, you know, definitely want to thank Don Jr., CEO, for tuning in. We're going to holler back at him because we're going to talk about some things. God bless you all. Have a great day. We're out. Ken McCoy Radio.
Coming up on AMPTV, watch episode pilot Urban Inspirations with host Ken McCoy, featuring an exclusive interview with Jamie Foxx's R&B artist Marcus Anthony, followed by debut interviews with Christian hip-hop artists. Watch exclusives on AMPTV December 11th, 18th, and 25th at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on Comcast 238, Time Warner 503, and KBTV Channel 8.